Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Quartermaster Creek Angus and Leedy wants to invite you to their 13th annual production sale featuring 90 spring two-year-old bulls bred to be tough and developed to last. These bulls have been parent verified and have genomically enhanced EPDs available. Mike and Annie Schweitzer invite you to their sale February 22nd at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. You can see the catalog online at www.quartermastercreek.com or call Mike at 580-445-8275. It's the Quartermaster Creek Angus Production Sale.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
The cattle market's finished today under pressure here with the back end of the feeder cattle leading the way. August down $1.07 at $122.52, November down $1.75. The back end months were also the months that filled the gap at the end of last week, so that could possibly be the reason. They're still a good ways off of their low, though, going back to February 1st. The August feeders were quite a bit lower than they are now. There were $120.62. Today's low in August was about 122.52, so still quite a ways off the low. The front end March only down 7 at 122. There's $1.50 off of this morning's low of 120.50. The March did not fill the gap at 126.10. Live cattle 70 lower here on the February, 75 lower on April. The box beef at midday was slightly higher, 51 cents higher on choice, $1.39 higher on select. Choice select spreads $1.10. Feeder cattle index was 128.17. It was up 6 cents. So we're at a pretty good discount to that. Of course, March being the front month, we've still got plenty of time for those two to come together, about a month and a half. 8,300 head today in Oklahoma City. Looks like the cash market's holding together pretty well. Hogs today are under quite a bit of pressure. The April hogs are down about $1.27 at $69.80.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The wheat futures continue to make new highs here as July Kansas City was up 6 cents at 490 and a half cents. That's the highest levels since about July of 2016, so last summer was the last time they were here. The next kind of target is that $5 level. We're about 10 cents away in the July wheat. There's also a very small gap in the July Kansas City that was made back between June 23rd and 24th of 2016. It was about 506. And a quarter was the low that day. So right in there is a small gap, and that could become a technical target here for the technical traders. Also keep in mind the hedge funds are extremely short wheat, so if they get out of their wheat at any time in here or start to get out of it, they need to cover about between 75 and 90,000 contracts. So quite a few short contracts there for the hedge funds. Corn also higher today, December 17. Corn just above $4, just touched above $4 briefly, went to $4.50 before closing at $3.99. It's been trying that. It's tried it 5 or 6 times and finally was able to hit that level. And then beans today, after being higher midday, ended up 2.5 to 3 cents lower on the front end for soybeans. So beans are kind of the weak one today. Surprisingly, they have been the strong one. This morning there was 101,600 metric tons of corn sold. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.